Desi, thank you so much for joining us here once again on Cricket World as we look ahead to this year's Caribbean Premier League.
Yes.
And, well, it's come round again, hasn't it? Looking forward to this year's edition?
Oh, yeah, certainly. I think that looking at this year, the teams look very evenly balanced. And I think that's something that, you know, for the last couple of years in the CPL, they've always got the teams, you know, really pretty close, you know, as a balanced unit, you know. But I think at the end of the day, they all happen on the field. So, you know, you've got teams that look good, but then if they don't perform on the day, then the results, you know, do not show. But looking at this year tournament, I think this year tournament is going to be a very competitive tournament, because if you look at the Ghana team, you also look at the new team from out of St. Kitts and Nevis, you know, those teams look really good.
And as a whole, do you feel the tournament's really going from strength to strength?
Yes. I think that what has happened over the years is that the Caribbean public has really been very warm to it. They've really accepted the competition. There are big crowds, as you can see. You know, there were a lot of crowds last year. And they're getting some very good cricket. And as you know, T20 cricket is here to stay. And a lot of the youngsters are definitely looking forward to be watching. And also, we've got one or two youngsters playing in our team, the Barbados Trident, and they're also looking forward to competing as well.
Let's talk about the Tridents then, Desi. A fantastic 2014, hoping for more of the same this year, of course.
Oh, certainly, yeah. You know, when you're the champ, you know, everybody comes hard at you.
Mm.
So it is not going to be easy for us, you know, but you also include, you know, a young Deshan Munaria, you know, who played with us when we went to the Champions League. And this guy's a very excited opening batsman. And, you know, him and Dwayne Smith up front, I think it's a very, you know, we've got a very good opening pair. But also we've got the likes of Justin Ontown, you know, and also Robin Peterson, who we have included in the side as well, you know, from South Africa. Which we think that, you know, we bring a lot of, you know, put a bit of energy in the field. And the young guy by name of Shea Hope here from Barbados, you know, who everybody's talking about, played his first test match in the test match that West Indies won against England here in Barbados. So, you know, then we've got a guy, another young Barbadian cricketer here by the name of Kyle Corbin, who I think that if you give him the opportunity, you know, people watching him, I think he's one of those guys who can naturally, you know, play his natural game, but also he has his natural flair. He's a very attractive cricketer, and he's very keen on doing well in this year's tournament as well.
It sounds to me like Barbados have got a really good mix this year then of sort of experience and youth and, as you say, sort of exciting, explosive cricketers.
Yeah, and I think what where we've got a little bit of an edge on the rest of the teams is the fact that we've got very good leadership, you know. We've got in Kieran Pollard, you know, somebody who, you know, leads with authority, and also, you know, he's also been one of those guys that can get the guys together. You know, he's very easygoing, but, you know, he's very firm when he's on the field and so forth. And he has done very well for us as a leader for the last couple of years, you know, and all the players love to be in his presence. You know, he carries a sort of a presence that everybody is happy to be around him. So I think that that has been a bonus for us over the years.
And so what about your role at the Tridents, Desi? Just focusing on batting, or do you try and bring something a bit more of an overall sort of mental role to the party, so to speak?
Yeah, well, I try to bring an overall view of the whole cricket, and, you know, try to help the guys along the way in every way possible, not only in the batting, but also to help the guys understand the importance of playing in, you know, in a team, and also looking to do well in order to enhance the personal development, you know. So overall, I've got a role in which I find myself as a mentor, you know, as a father figure, you know, as somebody who's to guide the youngsters and let them understand the importance of, you know, what you can benefit from this game, and also to make sure that the sponsors, and when you are representing sponsors, what you need to do, you need to give the sponsors exactly what they're worth, you know, so that you'll be able to, you know, be a person who is looking for the development of the sport.
And that's a really, really interesting point you've made there, Desmond, that not many people might sort of think that there's quite a lot more than just what goes on the field that people have to think about, isn't there?
Yeah, but I got that experience from when I was playing for Middlesex in the county championship, because, you know, when you're playing county cricket in England, you've also got to be very, very considerate regarding the punters, because, you know, for some of the guys who are looking forward to a benefit in 10 years' time, they need to know the people who are supporting the club, and they need to know how to mingle with them and to make them as happy as possible, because I think the sport cannot survive without the sponsors. And I think that when the players are on the field, you've got to also remember that the sponsors must get their money's worth.
A general point or two maybe on 2020 cricket, Desmond. I imagine you'd have loved to have played it in your heyday.
Yeah, well, I would say that sometimes when we were playing the 50-over version and sometimes the test match, you used to turn it into a 2020 game. But I would have loved to play. I mean, you've got the likes of Chavez, you know, if he was playing it, and Gordon Greenidge, and people, the likes of Collis King, you know what I mean, and some of our bowlers, you know, just when you take into consideration someone like Joe Garner, who's known for his Yorker, you know, or Toe Crusher, what do you want to call them? You know, I think that those guys playing the T20 version, you know, I think that they would have loved it, and you know, they would have been just as good as anybody who's playing today.
Be interested to see what you make of this next question, because you mentioned some of the fantastic bowlers you were lucky enough to play with, and I suppose against, because they played in county cricket. Is 2020 cricket too much of a batsman's game these days?
Yes, I believe so. I believe it's too much of a batsman game. I think even so, with the field restriction, it's very difficult for the bowlers. But I think that's ideally what the public wants. So, you know, the public come to see sixes, so they try to like see boundaries scored, you know. So really and truly, it is definitely in favour of the batsman.
If I could just move on to some sort of recent cricket that's been played. Has he been watching much of the IPL at all?
Yeah, I've been watching a bit of it, because I always try to find players that, you know, we right now we are preparing for the CPL. So what we're doing is looking at the IPL to see some of the players that are going to be playing against us, so that we can get a good idea of, you know, our planning process, you know, how we're going to go about when we come up against them. So it's important to watch. I thought Chennai doing pretty well. You know, I'm happy to see that Dwayne Smith also got a few scores, and the likes of so Simmons, who plays for the Ghana Amazon, who is doing particularly well, you know, for Mumbai Indians. So, you know, we do watch the IPL as well.
And if I had to press you to pick a winner, who would you go for?
Boy, I think Dhoni is a winner, you know. It's hard to bet back against Dhoni, you know.
Certainly is,
He's got this format down back. He gets the best from his players, and sometimes you find it very hard to go against him, you know.
Certainly is. You touched on the West Indies beating England in Barbados earlier on. You sound pretty pleased with that. And just how pleased are you with the result of that series overall?
Well, yes. I was very happy with the fact that the West Indies have won the last test match here in Barbados. I think that we've got a very young side, and I think that we need to encourage the youngsters to get into a winning mood, because there's a lot of guys who've been playing for West Indies for the last 10 years or so and never was involved in a winning team. So it is important that when these guys win the test match that they get to understand that, look, you know, if we put in the effort, if we work hard enough or effort, we can win. You know, when you keep losing test matches all the time and losing test series all the time, you start doubting yourself if you will ever win any of the games. You know, so I was happy about the win. I was also happy that the young players like Babo and Blackwood, you know, who were not you were expected West Indies one, you would hear that Shander Paul or the top players, you know, making a run. But we had some youngsters who was really instrumental in our win, and I think that was the plus for us.
So I actually spoke to Jermaine a couple of days ago. So he seems like a really level-headed guy, you know, really keen to, and he says, I'm still learning, I'm still young. What about the impact that Phil Simmons has made? Because from the outside, it looks like he's gone in and really sort of instilled some real grit and character into that side. What do you make of that?
It's too early to judge the impact that Phil would have made to the team at the moment, but you can see that he's starting on the right way. And to win early, you know what I mean, it gives the players the belief that, look, we can beat some of the top teams, you know. So it is very important for you to get off to a win, and I think that is what he's done. So far, his record is very good. Lost one, won one, draw one. I don't think you that is not a bad stat. I believe you'll do a good job, sir.
Forgive my ignorance, I haven't got your sort of stats to hand at the moment, Desi. Would you have played alongside Phil, or did your careers not quite overlap?
No, I played with Phil, played with Phil for a couple of years. Yeah, I played with Phil when he got injured on the tour to England. I played with Phil in South Africa, played with Phil in Australia. We had a good few seasons together, yeah.
Good stuff. I want to sort of finish really by maybe having a look back at your own career. Just tell us where it all began for you. Why cricket? Why did sort of cricket reach out to you and grab you?
Well, living in Barbados and from the area in which I was born in Holderson in Barbados, you know, you had to play cricket. Everybody was very keen on playing cricket in the area. We used to have ratings of the young boy, you know, just on the playing field in Holderson, you know, you had to go there and try to bat as long as possible. And because you know that the day you get out, you're not going to get another knock for about a week's time. So, you know, you were very determined to make sure that you learn the rudiments of the game and try to be someone who could bat for long periods from a very early part of my career, you know. And I was helped by a lot of people in the area as well, you know, who encouraged me and thought that I had the ability to go on and play at the highest level, and they encouraged me from day one. So I think I was very fortunate to be, you know, born in the area in which I was born in.
And who were your idols growing up when you were sort of going out to bat? Who maybe were you emulating in your mind?
Oh, definitely Seymour Nurse. You know, we everybody from the area used to walk like him, bat like him, talk like him. You know, he was a very stylish cricketer, and everybody just wanted to have a style. Something which I think is missing these days, because when you see guys playing cricket nowadays, you don't see anybody with any sort of style, you know, where that, you know, they just lack that flair, you know. Sometimes, you know, you've got to, you know, look at Sagassi Service, the way he used to walk when he was playing cricket, you know, look at this, you know, I mean, the way how he walked to the crease, you know, with, you know, there's so much attitude, as the Americans would call it, you know. Nowadays, we don't have many people that play the sport like that, and I think that's something that's lacking from the sport.
What about your most memorable moments in the game?
Well, I always say, you know, that's my first test match, you know, getting the opportunity to play cricket for West Indies. Matter of fact, my first appearance in for West Indies in a 50-over game in Antigua, when I got 100 against Australia. You know, I will always remember that because it was a situation where that we were looking for an opener to partner Gordon Greenidge, and you know, who are saying that Jets retired, and every territory, you know, had about two players who they put forward in order to be the replacement for our Cedric. And I got 100 in my first one day international, and, you know, and then as the saying, it's history, because then my partnership with Gordon Greenidge grew to be the best opening partnership in the Caribbean. Well, some people think in the world.
Well, I was just about to say, Desi, one of the greatest ever, not just one of the best in the Caribbean, certainly. When I'm a little too young to have watched it, you know, as it happened, but I've certainly seen footage, and my dad, I know, would agree with me. He was a lot of county cricket in his youth. Maybe one piece of advice you might give to a young cricketer just starting out in the game.
I think that you've got to work hard, and everything comes with a sacrifice. And I think that sometimes when you want to be the best that you can be, you know, you must make a sacrifice for something. You've got to give up something. And I just think that hard work conquers all. I think you've also got to make sure that you're a student of the game. You must keep knowledge about the game. And then, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you must be committed to the sport, you know, and that is how you're going to get the results. All of those great players, you know, they're committed to the sport.